Welcome. Today I will be interviewing the Honorary Consul of the Republic of Poland, Dr. Wojciech Olszynski. On November 28th of 2012, a new honorary Polish consulate was opened up in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. This expanded Poland's connection with the heartland of Canada. Honorary Consul, can you please begin by telling us more about your background in medicine, along with how you came to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan? Can you please discuss the significance and the impact of obtaining an education?
It's actually a great pleasure that we can speak about not only present time and my position as a consul, but also about how this may happen, that one can come to a new country and gradually, step by step, get to the point that you can be satisfied with your work. So beginning was simple when I decided to be in medical school and I graduated in 1974. Opportunities at that time in Warsaw was not very great in a sense of number of positions, but lucky enough, to make story shorter, both of us, me and my wife, got positions in the hospitals. In my case, it was very prestigious hospital, Institute of Hematology, tertiary care for blood problems, blood disease, hematological institute. My professor was quite a tough man, very good, very careful about our education, and each one of us was strongly pushed to go as fast as possible to get your traditional education and specialty. So in short period of time, lucky enough, I did the second degree internal medicine and after the PhD in hematology. So what is next? The next step is usually, in the case of institution like I'm talking about, to go somewhere abroad for additional research study. And Royal Free Hospital, Wellcome Borough Foundation offered me 1 year additional postdoc training in London. Now, if those who remember, we are talking about 1981, and suddenly when all papers were together, everything was almost done, ready to go, martial law came and essentially stopped all our plans, especially plans if you want to go abroad. And I was working quietly, accepting the situation because there was no really other option. Till one day I decided to go through the papers, through my papers back again and asking the same professor for signature. Everybody was quite sympathetic and nice. They all know that there will be one significant stop in my journey to get the permission to go to England. And this was, of course, passport office. Then look at me and very nicely said no. I usually don't like to take no as a final word if I can change something. So I kindly ask about explanation, which was never really the case in passport office, something that they never do. But they said, well, we think that you go there and you may escape like many other people now escape and not coming back. But they said, you know what, we can make exception and we will let you go, but we will keep your family. So as a hostage, it was my 3 children and my wife to be kept in Poland, and I was allowed to go for 1 year to England. Well, you know, again, make it short, my wife is a very, very reasonable person, and she said, you know what, why don't we do this way? You go and see how it is, if you can survive there for 1 year and everything is okay, I will manage, I have family, I have help. So maybe we should decide that you try, and if there is a problem, you can always get the ticket and come back to Poland. And lucky enough, during my stay, there was a January 1982 short period of time that John Paul II insisted suspension of martial law, and my wife got permission to visit me. And when she visited me with my children, something was telling me that I should strongly consider not coming back to Poland, but go some other place. And again, phone call, I remember very well, from Canada, the person that I know very well and we still are colleagues, friends, he said, you know what, I was in emergency doing some call and there was a family from the family church and they were looking for Polish family to sponsor to come to Canada. Do you mind if I put your name? I said, well, my wife is not here yet. My children are here. But anyway, why don't you put and let's see what happened. Many months she finally came to Canada with kids. We discussed many days to go or not to go, but decided to go. Now, second, and when you're coming here, obviously you have to go through the system. And I was accepted in residency with some difficulty, but eventually quite fast I got into the residency program in internal medicine. Now, the second part of your question, to make it short, is you're talking about importance of education when you go. It's fundamental because I love to use the sentence, which I believe is from Aristoteles, which is saying education is like ornament in prosperity and a refuge in adversity. And I think that this is something for many people to remember, and certainly every once in a while I mentioned this to my children when they had all kinds of ideas where to go during their study. So the importance in my case, everything good happened because we came educated and we were able to go through the education locally in Canada and became both physicians and have full satisfaction in the profession we do.
As the program editor of Global Horizons here at the NATO Association of Canada, I oftentimes advise students to look at all of the opportunities that are out there. But oftentimes, it's difficult to obtain or attain success without having a strong education. In terms of my background, I successfully completed a bachelor's in legal studies at the University of Waterloo, along with a master's in public service at the University of Waterloo as well. Currently, I'm working towards completing my law degree through University of London's international program. Some of my goals consist of pursuing diplomacy at some point. I'm very passionate about serving the community, government work, and as a Polish Canadian, I'm extremely proud of my background. So the next question I wanted to ask you is pertaining to who has inspired you to serve the Polish citizens in Saskatchewan.
This will be the it's very interesting question, but the answer maybe is not exactly what you were expecting to hear. In a case of consul in Saskatchewan, I have to tell you that essentially the job that I am doing now is almost continuation of what I did from the time I came to Saskatoon. Immediately after coming, I was involved in Polish community. I was involved in Polish school. I was involved in Folkfest, which is this three-day celebration of different cultures. So from the beginning, I was acting as a leader in Polish community, and almost now I continue this as a consul. It's a little bit easier now. The most important part of becoming one day officially recognized and have the status of consul is that you have access to Canadian government just simply because of your position. And both of them actually are very relevant. Number one, if they know that you are professional, and that's actually condition to become the consul. But second one, you are really, you have open doors of to different ministries, to different organizations like Chamber of Commerce. So it makes official, in some cases, it makes official what you're doing for a long, long time. And very similar, in a very similar way, this happened to my colleagues, honorary consuls in other provinces. First, you get your position, you have stability, you have independence in your position, and then you are asked officially to serve as a consul representing Poland. It's a little bit, in a case of honorary consul being only one single person for the province, it's a little bit like consul, a little bit like ambassador, because you really represent your country as the only one on everyday basis.
Absolutely. And I have to say that not too long ago, I became a member of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce. And my co-host, Eric McKinley, who is also doing the interview with me today, has been actively involved in the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce.
And congratulations.
Yes, and I have to say that the Chamber is dedicated to promoting a strong awareness of the significance of the relationship between Poland and Canada. Oftentimes, there are various business transactions, opportunities, economic opportunities, and I have to say that we are so engaged in involving everyone, every member of the community, that it is certainly something that I oftentimes advise today's youth to do, is to look at all of the opportunities that are out there. If you do want to become involved in diplomacy, or if you do want to look at any opportunities that are made available in various chambers, then do take the next step to look at any postings or any openings or any memberships that are made available to you.